The announcement comes ahead of an August 31st deadline to switch the U.S. mission in Iraq from combat to training and counterterrorism. President Barack Obama had promised the lower levels shortly after taking office. He also reaffirmed a prior agreement to remove all U.S. troops by the end of next year. But the terms appear to be somewhat fluid. U.S. troops were still manning key positions in Baghdad this year, long after the June 2009 announcement that they had withdrawn from Iraqi cities. Peter Harling is a senior analyst on Iraq with the International Crisis Group based in Syria.
I'm not sure you can draw a line very clearly between combat troops and troops conducting an advisory mission. I think many Americans will remain armed and very vigilant when it comes to their own securities. But indeed, there's no doubt that the U.S. wants to withdraw. I think U.S. policy in Iraq boils down to withdrawal. There's not much more to it than bailing out.
U.S. popular support for the war has fallen over the years as casualties mounted and no clear victory appeared in sight. Tuesday's announcement coincides with Iraq's continued struggle to form a new government, 5 months after inconclusive elections. Harling says that many of the basic questions about a post-invasion Iraq remain unresolved, including power sharing and the clearly defined role of the military, the Constitution, and various branches of government.
We can add to that, obviously, relations between Sunnis and Shiites, Arab and Kurds, Iraq and all its neighbors. None of these questions have been answered. So withdrawing at a high pace within the context of a framework which gives the U.S. very little flexibility when all these questions remain unanswered is obviously a gamble.
A recent increase in violence has raised fears that the U.S. drawdown, along with Iraq's political vacuum, could further embolden insurgents. U.S. officials last week said they will increase the number of private security forces in Iraq by as many as 7,000. The duties of the temporary contract workers would include protecting U.S. officials. Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Cairo.